hard to believe. Okay. Now, what about the things that get in your wool clothes and eat them?
Moths.
Okay. Now then, what about the bigger, some big bushes with flowers with longer segments of stem than mountain laurel? Remember when we were talking about flowers?
Yeah.
What about perhaps these grow up in the mountains? They are a little bit longer.
Mountain laurel?
Well, they have longer segments of stem than the mountain laurel.
Do they grow down next to the over the edge of the mountain there? Talking about rhododendron?
Okay, yeah. All right, now then, what about that large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers in the south?
They all over the campus at Mercy University and right out here.
Magnolia.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Magnolia. Yes, ma'am. Magnolia.
If a woman is going to have a child, you might say she's what?
Pregnant.
All right. Now then, if there's not a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman might call for
a midwife.
Okay. Now, what is that thing called with that you put the baby in that it can lie down? You can take it outside.
A go-kart.
Or what?
Baby carriage.
Right. Okay. And then if you put the baby in the carriage, you might say, "I'm going outside to do what?"
I'll take a walk or give him some fresh air.
All right, now then, if a boy and his father had the same appearance, what would you say about them? The boy what?
He looked like his daddy.
Okay. Now,
favors his daddy.
Okay. What about if he acquires the same mannerisms and behavior of his father?
He acts like his father.
Okay. Now then, what might you say about a person who has looked after children until they are grown up? She has what?
Well, she has, you talking about cared for the children, minding them.
Okay. Now, what would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
A bastard.
Okay. Have you heard of any names, other names used by perhaps other groups? Blacks might say what?
They call them wood.
Wood
coat? Ma'am?
Wood coat?
I don't think it's no matter.
Well,
I don't.
I'm not familiar with any of those anyway.
Of course, they say it's born out of wedlock, but as far as the name's concerned, I just don't know.
Okay. Well, that's it. That gets all the questions I'm supposed to ask you.
Right.
And I've really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. So have I. I hope I've been of assistance to you.
You have. Now, you were going to tell me a few anecdotes.
Well, it isn't an anecdote. It's the first part of what I'm fixing to tell you, isn't it? It's something that really happened, and it leads up to the other. In this house, during the latter part of the war between the states, when Sherman had captured Atlanta and was on his way to Savannah, my grandfather had some Confederate troops in this house who'd been wounded, and they were recuperating. Mm-hmm. And on this afternoon, they went out and walked down this dirt road for about three quarters of a mile going south. Of course, they carried their rifles with them. And a party from Sherman's army going west, evidently foraging, met up with these Confederates, and they exchanged shots.